The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Get ready for a cinematic journey like no other as we dive into the glitz and glamour of Hollywood with real talk, unscripted and unheard. From heartwarming tearjerkers to spine-chilling horrors, I'll be your guide, sharing my take on each cinematic masterpiece. I hope you all are having a great day. Welcome back to episode 4 of Real Talk, Unscripted and Unheard. I'm your host, DJ Amp, and this is where the magic happens. In today's episode, we will be discussing the movie A Walk to Remember. This movie was released in 2002 and directed by Adam Shankman. Over the course of this episode, I will be telling you all about the inspiration behind the movie, giving my review of the movie, and ending the episode by telling you all some fun facts about the movie. Now, without further delay, let's get right into this episode. A Walk to Remember is a romantic drama coming-of-age film that is based on the novel by Nicholas Sparks. The movie is set in the late 1990s in a small town in North Carolina, and the story revolves around the very unlikely romance between two high school students from very different backgrounds. And quick fun fact, the novel was set in the 1950s, but was changed to the late 1990s for the film as the directors and producers were concerned that it might not appeal to teen audiences, and that was their intended audience for this film. One of the main characters, named Landon Carter, who is played by Shane West, is a popular and very rebellious teenager who finds himself in trouble after playing a prank on a guy who wants to be in his friend group, and this prank goes horribly wrong. And as a part of his punishment, he is forced to participate in community service activities, and that includes being in the school play. There, he meets Jamie Sullivan, who is played by Mandy Moore, and she is a very quiet and devout minister's daughter, and she is also involved in the school play as well. Despite their differences, Landon and Jamie develop a very special and deep connection, and they both eventually do fall in love with each other. However, their relationship faced numerous challenges, and an example of this is disapproval from Landon's friends, as well as Jamie's battle with leukemia. And throughout the film, themes of love, forgiveness, redemption, and the importance of living life to its very fullest all are explored. It follows Landon's transformation from a very rebellious teenager to a compassionate young man, and this was largely influenced by Jamie and their relationship together. As the story unfolds, the audience is taken on a very emotional journey with moments of heartbreak, happiness, and hope. A Walk to Remember was inspired by the writer of the novel, Nicholas Sparks' sister, whose name was Danielle Sparks Lewis, and she died of breast cancer in 2000. In a speech he gave, Sparks says, "In many ways, Jamie Sullivan was my younger sister. The plot was inspired by her life. Danielle met a man who wanted to marry her, even when he knew she was sick, and even when he knew she might not make it. Both the book and the film are dedicated to her." Overall, the inspiration behind the movie comes from Nicholas Sparks wanting to explore the themes of faith, mercy, redemption, and love. This is in addition to other themes, but these stood out the most. Sparks wanted to have these themes in the context of a touching story that resonated with the audience on an emotional level. I hope you all enjoyed learning some new information about what inspired the movie A Walk to Remember. Up next, I will be giving you all my review of this movie. Overall, I really liked and enjoyed watching A Walk to Remember. It's a really moving film that captures the essence of love, hope, redemption, and many other themes. And what sets this movie apart, in my opinion, from other movies is its sincerity and the emotional depth that it has. In the film, we can see that there is a very visible chemistry between Shane West and Mandy Moore, and this chemistry draws the audience into the character's journey. As Landon and Jamie navigate the complexities of first love, they both learn invaluable lessons, one of them being the power of faith. This movie is also more than just a love story between Jamie and Landon. It is also a demonstration of the power of love in overcoming adversity. And this film is almost guaranteed to leave a lasting impression on you. And my favorite scene in this movie is when they are performing the play for the audience and Jamie sings the song Only Hope. I love this scene so much because not only is the song a really good rendition of the original song by Switchfoot, but it is also one of the turning points in the movie, as when Jamie is singing the song, it is then at that moment that Landon realizes that he likes her. This scene in the movie is really beautiful, and though there are many, many other beautiful scenes in the movie, this is my favorite scene in the movie by far. In the movie, there are also a lot of quotes that resonate with the audience as well. For example, the quote, "Love is always patient and kind. It is never jealous. Love is never boastful or conceited. It is never rude or selfish. It does not take offense and is not resentful. Love takes no pleasure in other people's shortcomings, but delights in the truth. It is always ready to excuse, to trust, to hope, and to endure whatever comes next." One other quote that really resonates is, "Love is like the wind. You can't see it, but you can feel it." To wrap this review up, I just wanted to say that the movie A Walk to Remember is a cinematic gem that will continue to captivate audiences with its message of love, redemption, and faith. And I just want to say that this movie is a must-watch for anyone who has not yet seen it. You are definitely missing out if you've not seen it. Overall, I would rate A Walk to Remember a 4.75 out of 5 stars. And this is the highest rating I've given a movie so far on Real Talk, Unscripted and Unheard, for those of you who are wondering. Now, we are nearing the end of this episode, but before I let you go until the next episode, I just wanted to share some fun facts about the movie A Walk to Remember with you. My first fact is that A Walk to Remember was filmed in 39 days on an $11.8 million budget. The full movie is around an hour and 42 minutes long, but the film was shot in only 39 days. And for reference, many movies usually take 75 plus days to film. Adam Shankman, the director, stated in an interview that this movie was one of his fastest filming projects. My second fact is that Shane West, who is the actor that plays Landon Carter in the movie, bought the 67 Camaro that he drives. In the movie, we can see that Lannon is driving a 67 Camaro, and in an interview that was done in 2015, Shane West says that he bought the car after filming had wrapped up, and he paid more than $5,000 but less than $10,000 for this car. My next fact is that the set of Dawson's Creek, which is a TV show, played a really big role in this movie. So Walk to Remember was filmed in North Carolina, and more specifically Wilmington, North Carolina. And this was also the filming location of the show Dawson's Creek. And at the time of filming this movie, Dawson's Creek was still on air. So many of the pieces that we see in the movie and locations were borrowed from this show. For example, Lannon's broom, the school, the hospital were all in Dawson's Creek as well. My next fact is that when filming the movie, Mandy Moore, who plays Jamie, was just 16 years old and turned 17 year old as they were filming and shooting the movie. The movie was filmed in April and May of 2001, and this coordinated with Mandy Moore's birthday, so she celebrated her 17th birthday while she was filming the movie. And because she was still a minor when filming was going on, she was only allowed to work 10 hours per day and had to do 15 hours of tutoring per week. My next fact is that the director of the movie, Adam Shankman, actually has a cameo in the movie. So the nurse who is pushing Jamie out of the hospital room when she is discharged for private home care is actually the director, Adam Shankman. My next fact is that at the time of filming the movie, Mandy Moore and Shane West were both making music. Before filming the movie, Moore had many hit songs like Crush, I Wanna Be With You, Candy, and others. And Shane West was the lead singer in Johnny Was, which was a punk rock band. My next fact is that A Walk to Remember was Adam Shankman's second directing job. He made his feature film directorial debut with the rom-com The Wedding Planner, and a year later, he directed A Walk to Remember. My next fact is that Jessica Simpson almost played the role of Jamie instead of Mandy Moore. The studio wanted Jessica Simpson to play Jamie, but when Adam Shankman heard one of Mandy Moore's songs on the radio, he knew that he wanted to use her as Jamie. My next fact is that Mandy Moore had to dye her hair brunette for the movie. And Mandy Moore was known for her blonde hair before her role of playing Jamie, but she had to dye it darker for the movie. And ever since then, she has kept it darker. And lastly, my last fact of today's episode is that Mandy Moore's manager served as the film's music supervisor. John Lachey, who was Moore's manager, served as the movie's music supervisor, and he instantly knew that he wanted the band Switchfoot and their song Only Hope to be an integral part of the soundtrack for this movie. Well, unfortunately, the time has come, and this will be the end of this episode. Thank you all for taking the time to listen to this episode of Real Talk, Unscripted and Unheard, with me, your host, DJ Amp. Hopefully you all enjoyed learning some new information about A Walk to Remember and enjoyed my review of the movie. Come back next time to learn more about your favorite movies. I will see you all in the next episode of Real Talk, Unscripted and Unheard.